Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon. The unique blend of hunting, conservation, and the outdoor lifestyle, delivered in an entertaining, informative fashion that only a veteran outdoorsman can do. DSC's Campfires is brought to you by DSC, Conservation, Education, and Hunter Advocacy. Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable. Trigicon, brilliant aiming solutions. Taurus, makers of the Raging Hunter handgun. Burnham Brothers Game Calls. Double Nickel Taxidermy. Now here's your host, Larry Wysoon.
One of the things I really enjoy about the podcast is that I get to visit with some new friends, some old friends, and have made some absolutely fantastic friends in the process. A little bit later on, or immediately following this segment of Conservation Moment, we'll be visiting with Mr. Brian Murphy. Now, Brian, for years, was involved with the Quality Deer Management Program, but he's into a new facet of his life right now, and we're going to let him explain about that here in just a little bit. But before we do, our Conservation Moment today, again, as always, is brought to you by Hayden Outdoors, the brand that sells land. And I think as Brian visits with us a little bit later on, there are probably some parallels and things that he'll talk about that you may want to consider, whether it be in terms of business of the property that you're wanting to sell or the property that you're wanting to buy. And maybe we'll visit with Brian a little bit about the years that he spent with Brian, that he spent actually with the Quality Deer Management Group, and how the Quality Deer Management Group really changed the picture, if you will, as far as land purchases are concerned. You know, for years, people bought land for investment. They bought land for recreational purposes, to some extent, for agriculture, for row crops, for grazing land. But over the last several years, the vast majority of the land has been sold for recreational purposes, for people are interested in hunting and spending time in the outdoors. And so if that's what you're interested in, there's only one company to go to, and that's the, as I've mentioned, Hayden Outdoors, the brand that sells land. These guys have got all the right properties. They know how to show them to you at the best of times, at the worst of times. And that's a lot of times when you want to look at them, at the worst of times rather than the best of times. But a lot of these guys are serious hunters, or almost all of them are serious hunters. They've been very much involved in certain areas with organizations like Quality Deer Management, and of course, DSC, and several others. But these guys are great when it comes to giving you real advice, not advice that'll make you sell the land or buy the land and then later go, why in the world did I buy this piece of property? If you deal with Hayden Outdoors, they're going to find that right, proper piece of property that you're looking for that will suit your needs and be able to accomplish what you really hope to. Let's get on with today's show with Brian Murphy. Welcome to the DSC Campfires podcast this morning. And I've got a gentleman on the program today that kind of like me got bitten by the white-tailed deer bug many, many years ago. And when I say his name, I know you're going to recognize him. Mr. Brian Murphy, welcome to the campfire.
Man, I'm delighted to be with you, Larry.
Well, I am absolutely thrilled to have you here. You know, I've spent a little bit of time together over the years, particularly at different meetings and those kind of things. But I know that we have the same mentors in our background and spent time with those guys. And all of it seemed to involve something having to do with white-tailed deer. Now, I know that you're into a new venture. And I know that from a little bit of a pre-talk that there's some really good news for DSC members. But also, I want to get into some of the program that you developed as well, too. So if you don't mind, kind of tell me who you're with now and what the good news is for DSC members and one of the reasons a lot of people ought to be joining DSC as well, too.
Be happy to. So, you know, many of the deer folks may know me from my time at the Quality Deer Management Association. That's where I spent 23 years running that great organization. And you know, like you, been blessed to be in the whitetail space my entire career. Don't know anything else but working with whitetails and very blessed to have that opportunity. Cut from the same, you know, state cloth as you, come from Texas, did my undergraduate there, met Al Brothers, a mutual friend of ours. In fact, talked to Al yesterday. He's doing great.
Fantastic.
I'll be on his, coming down to spend some time with him here in a couple of weeks. I'll be on his ranch in South Texas. So, looking forward to that. The last 2 years, I call it semi-retirement, but I'm working full-time, it seems, these days. Working with Hunt Stand.
Yes.
Hunt Stand, a lot of folks would know. If they're in the app world, I'll use any apps for hunting or for land management. There are a number of them out there on the market. Hunt Stand, believe it or not, happens to have the largest user base of all the apps. Some people don't realize that, but we're just north of 2 million active users across the country. So we got quite a big footprint of loyal followers out there. And I've had a suite of tools available now for a decade for all types of, you know, marking property boundaries, measuring food plots, marking your deer stands or blinds or feeders, you know, whatever that may be, just on and on and on to some great, you know, hunting related functions, you know, up to date weather information, an innovative, what we call hunt zone, which gives you a wind cone around every stand you have, and, you know, just all that sort of thing. And that's attracted a very large group of folks, but we're delighted that we've just launched a new package called Pro Whitetail. And that is very specifically designed for the avid whitetail hunter.
Yes, sir.
And exactly. And that's obviously most, you know, over 80% of hunters in America, you know, hunt deer and whitetails being the predominant one of those. So we, you know, sat back and, you know, our entire team are, you know, avid hunters and outdoorsmen. And so we said, what can we build? What can technology do that will help hunters be more successful and more efficient with their time? And so, you know, we looked at a lot of the different opportunities and a couple that jumped out, or one that I was frankly a little surprised hadn't already been done. And that was, you know, mapping the entire whitetail rut range in the United States.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of hunters might think, well, you know, I kind of know when my rut is. Well, I would beg to differ. In many cases, you may not know, because there are so many different ruts out there. And I was even,
you're right,
a little bit shocked myself. And so, you know, what I had to do is reach out to, there's 43 U.S. states that have, any number of whitetails.
Yes,
I'll exclude the cows, deer, and the key deer from that. Talking about your traditional whitetail. So there's 43 states that have any reasonable population. So I had to get in touch with those 43 states and get their rut data, their breeding data. And what we're talking about here is conception data, when does actually are bred by bucks.
Yes.
So that's sometimes a little different from what hunters are seeing and what they're calling the rut in terms of chasing and scraping and that sort of thing. But what I'm talking about here is peak breeding. And that doesn't change, as you well know. It doesn't change a lot year to year.
No.
I think it does. Hello?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Go ahead. We're on.
Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't change a lot year to year. So once you map it and kind of get the 10-year running average, you know, it might change by a few days earlier or later in a given year, but it's going to stay pretty consistent. But what we found was quite interesting, you know, and that is, first thing we had to do again is get the data for all those states. And those states contain 4,240 counties or parishes.
Good gosh.
Which is a pretty good stack of.
Yes, it is.
And then get the data, you know, fine tuned for each of those. And in some cases, particularly in states like Alabama and Louisiana, where they had sometimes two and three ruts in one county, they had to partition those counties. So we identified about 5,000, a little over 5,000 unique breeding populations.
Oh, my goodness.
So that didn't just happen overnight.
No.
thankfully, throughout my career, I've worked with many of the state deer program leaders, and many of them are friends of mine. So I was able to strong arm a bunch of buddies to end up with a data and work with them to get them happy and give them a chance to review it. So all the data that we put in our map comes from state agencies, and all was reviewed by those state agencies. So, if a hunter doesn't agree with it, well, then they need to take it up with their state, because Hunt Stand didn't create it. All we did was collect it and map it. So it gives hunters the ability to look at where, what the peak of the rut is for their area. If they're prospecting new states, new areas, they can do the same for any other area in the country. We also give the pre-rut period, the peak of the rut, what I call the waning rut, and then the so-called second rut date. So we kind of break the whole season down into breeding chronology sort of fashion for folks, and really lets them tune their strategies to what's going on in the deer herd from a breeding perspective. So that was kind of the first new tool that we created. And that allowed us to build a second, what I consider even more, more useful tool even than the rut map. And that is a deer movement forecast tool.
Cool.
And so just as hunters will look at a 7-day weather forecast, this is the first, at least to my knowledge, biologically based, scientifically driven deer movement predictive tool. And so they can look 7 days into the future and look at the best times of the morning or evening to hunt. It will also give a statistical a percentage value score. And so it'll say, all right, Tuesday at 6 p.m. is the peak day this week, and it gives you an 82% value. That 82% is not 82% chance of seeing a deer. We can't predict your percent chance of seeing a deer.
No.
But what that does is simply gives you, of all the variables in the model, that under the absolute perfect scenario, peak of the rut, passing front, rising barometer, cooler than normal temperatures, light wind speeds. I mean, you talk about that perfect day to deer hunt.
Yes.
That's 100% value.
Yes.
Okay. So anything less than that is less than a perfect day.
Right.
Doesn't mean deer aren't going to move. An 80% value would be quite good. It means 82% of all the variables in the model are in your favor. That's a pretty solid day to deer hunt. If you get down around the 50s, that means you almost have as many things working against you as for you. And, those days, if you can go.
Absolutely.
If there's a better day in the week, if you got a 70% day later in the week, you might lean towards that. So those two tools really work together well, to where you can identify the stage of the rut your deer herd might be in and when that occurs, and then which days of the week and times of the day are best to hunt. And then you can go to our hunt zone tool and then see where the wind's blowing and pick the best stands. So really it's a 1-2-3 punch.
Yes.
Figure out where you are in the season, and then figure out what days, the weeks, and times of the day to focus your efforts, and then pick the best spots. So those three really work together nicely.
That's quite, when you get right down to it, that's quite a tool. There's a tremendous amount of data, obviously, that went into the production of what you're doing. As you said, I'm sure it didn't happen overnight. I know that to be the case. But to get the involvement that you did out of the various states, and then to identifying those rather small units of rut activity, if you will, or rut timing, is really interesting as far as I'm concerned as well, too.
Yeah, no, very, very blessed. And thankfully, most of the southern United States that has the most variable ruts, those states have very good conception or fetal data,
right,
to get that. And so that made it pretty easy. There were a few states that didn't have good data or hadn't analyzed their own data in the way that I needed to, and I had to have either them reanalyze their own data, or in two cases, I analyzed data for the state agency and gave it back to them and said, here's what you have. Do you agree with that? And I said, yes. So it was good. Those two tools together pretty much account for my last 12 months of my life. I'm writing my thesis in graduate school. you know, I was burning the midnight oil and working the phones and really getting all this information, getting it together. And luckily we got an expert mapping group within our company, the Hunt Stand, and then right. We also have a PhD mathematician who can build this algorithm to put all this data together that I, so here's what needs to go in it. Here's the weights of each variable. But, you know, I can't write a multi-factor algorithm that has 10,000 data combinations. He can, thankfully. And so, you know, luckily we're a balanced team here at Hunt Stand, and we got, you know, some people in the right skill sets in the right spots on the bus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, obviously you've had a chance to also explore the value of this, shall we say. Has it been running really true in the areas that you've been able to hunt?
I have to absolutely say I have been pleasantly surprised, almost to the point of it's scary good, which good. Is I didn't expect as a first crack to be as tight as it's been. Couple of, you know, we've got a number of hunters on our staff that have been using it for several weeks, you know, before we launched it. And, you know, to a person, they all just said it's, you know, generally within minutes of deer, you know, arriving on spot where they're hunting. Had a couple of fun ones, though. You know, one, I was, you know, in the beta test version, I was, you know, just hopscotching around looking at some deer herds that were soon to rut, were rutting, didn't right. rut until January, you know, just looking at all over the country, seeing what the model told me and just see if it, you know, was driving. And I said, I want to pick a population that's in the peak of the rut right now. This was in late July.
Yes.
When I was doing this. And I thought, all right, I know the only herd, you know, rutting in the United States in July is in Florida. I know that. So I looked on the map and found a rut that was occurring right then and plugged in my model. And, you know, it told me, all right, you know, 90%, 88%. And all of a sudden, midweek, it jumped to like 59%, 61%. I thought, there's no way it can be that low. I mean, peak of the rut, I don't care what the weather is. It's right. You know, it's going to give me a better value than that. And I'm sitting there just going, uh-oh, I found a bug. What am I going to do? I got to call the programmer. And then I just happened to look at the wind speeds for that day, and it was 65 miles an hour. It was the hurricane coming in. And I have a penalty factor for ultra-high winds, which the data support.
Right, right.
You know, and I suspect that if anybody, even in the peak of the rut, if you're in a hurricane, you probably not going to see a whole lot of good activity. So my model picked up on the hurricane. That was good.
That's really cool.
A little humorous story. I was having trouble with my peep sight on my bow, and kept getting wonky on me. And I've been lucky enough to take a few does this season, a bow season, and it was just getting where I couldn't see but a kind of a quarter moon through my peep. And
right.
So I've got a 68-year-old bow tech friend of mine who lives 5 miles from our house, and anytime I have a bow issue, I run over to his house and we chat. And he's a super hardcore bow hunter, has been for 50 years, and hunts every day. He has 100 acres at his house, and he hunts morning and evening every day. He's retired. And so I'm sitting there chatting with him, and I know he's not a tech guy, and he doesn't use apps or any of that, so we didn't right. engage him in what I built with Hunt Stand or anything like that. So we're just talking bow stuff. And then he goes, man, I've been hunting every morning, every evening, you know, pretty predictable, you know, mm-hmm. movement pattern, but better in the evenings around White Oaks and that sort of thing. You know, pretty standard shop.
Right.
And then he goes, but man, I went this morning, and he said, I didn't see a deer for the first time. And he's got a lot of high deer density. He said, I didn't see a deer. He said, but when I was running errands between 10 and 11, mm-hmm. he said, deer were everywhere. And I just happened to remember looking at my deer function that morning. And for the first time, and since I'd, you know, been looking at it for my area, it went from an afternoon pattern to a 10 a.m. morning pattern. And I knew that my app told me that it was 10 a.m. that morning. So I said, hey, come here for a minute. He said, put your glasses on. I said, come over here. And I pulled my app and
right.
pulled up our county that day, and I said, read what time my app predicted was peak movement today. He looks at me and he goes, 10 a.m. He goes, how'd you do that? And I said, to be honest, I don't even know myself, because I just put all the variables in the model based on science. It told me that. I didn't know that.
Right.
You know, that's the beauty of this thing is, you know, it can crunch more data than, you know, you and I as biologists will ever be able to crunch in real time. You know?
Yes, sir. And take more variables into
effect.
That's
what it's doing. You know, it's just doing what the human brain can't do, and that's just taking so many variables that that collectively tweak a score up or down in terms of a deer's probability of being on their feet. You know, it can't predict, you know, if you're in Texas and you've got a timed deer feeder and you get deer arriving, you know, when the thing's going off, I can't, you know, there's no model that can predict that. There's no model that can predict a coyote bumping a buck out of his bed.
Or, no,
you know, leading a doe across an open field at noon. I mean, there's nothing that can predict that kind of variation. In fact, you know, and I think you'll probably agree with this, that, you know, all the deer folks I spoke to, and I spoke to a lot building this model. I didn't just build it out of my own head.
Right.
I canvassed a lot of smart people. And, you know, collectively, we think, you know, as a group of deer nuts, that we can probably account for only about 70% of what makes a deer move. That the best models in the world, and I hope mine's going to soon be considered, you know, right up there, you know, it's still only probably 70% of the variation, because there's 30% of just random things that makes deer move, individual behavior notwithstanding, that no model could ever predict. But if we can, you know, if we can bat 70%, you know, there's a lot of baseball players that, you know, are happy with 30%, you know, hitting 300. So, you know, if we can at least be more accurate than what the average hunter can do themselves, then we can make them more successful and, you know, and more efficient with their time. If, you know, let's face it, none of us, very few of us, maybe you, can hunt 300 days a year.
I tried to, but it didn't happen.
so that's kind of where we set out to do, is what can we build that will make hunters more efficient, more successful, ultimately, you know, hopefully stick in hunting longer. You know, we think it's a great tool, not only for the serious hunter, but, you know, for new hunters that may not have the ability to even kind of, you know, you and I can process a lot of these things that make deer move just through decades of experience.
Right.
You know, a new hunter, you know, may not think intuitively like we would, and this might shortcut their learning curve by a decade or so. But yeah, I'm using it religiously already, and it's teaching me things about deer movement that you know, I knew in pieces, but I didn't know the collective whole. That makes sense, and that's what was so rewarding. So those are two of the flagship new offerings in Hunt Stand. We've got four others, and I'll quickly just cover those.
Oh, okay, great. I wish you would.
One is a whitetail habitat layer, and so what we did with that is partnered with a leading GIS mapping company that has some deer hunters on their team, a different company than Hunt Stand.
Yeah, sure.
But they built a habitat layer that hunters can look at in our app that basically assesses the inherent vegetative quality for deer in its current form. So a real time in the current stage of the habitat, it'll be heat coded relative to the darker colors.
Gotcha. Yes, right.
Your habitat.
Right.
Again, doesn't take into account, you know, a feeder per 50 acres or a food plot or, you know, agriculture, you know, next door. It looks at the inherent vegetative characteristics of the landscape. But very useful from a coarse filter sort of standpoint, if you're looking, particularly if you're hunting a big block of public land out west or something, and
you just
don't know where to start. It'll help you fine tune your strategies. Another really cool feature is an enhanced satellite layer that we got through the U.S. Farm Services Agency that is the most crystal clear satellite image I have ever seen. Of course, our app already has two or three different satellite views. You can look at, you can toggle already. But this one is so crystal clear that I'm seeing deer trails, you know, from aerial photographs.
I mean, kidding.
Just remarkable clarity and tack sharpness. Really, really neat. Yet another one that I think is quite useful, particularly those in farm country, is a crop history layer.
Yes.
And so what this allows is, believe it or not, satellites can tell what's planted in the field. They don't have to ask the farmer. They can look at signatures, light signatures off of plants and classify them into one of 134 different planting types.
Good grief. My gracious.
Yeah. So corn, soybean, alfalfa, winter wheat, you know, triticale, you pick it, you know, it can tell. And so this allows a hunter to quickly look around where they hunt and see what most recently was planted in the fields near them. And, you know, that obviously helps if, you know, a farmer still got corn in his, you know, his field. If you're in the Midwest, you want to hunt next to that side of the farm or soybeans or what have you. But again, as a biologist, I'm always thinking, what else does that tell me? What tells me if I'm surrounded by warm season agriculture in the Midwest, then what I may need is a cool season planting. Maybe it's some, you know, clover or wheat or pick a cool season, you know, alfalfa, you know, something else to complement the neighborhood. So that's a pretty cool one as well. And then the final new offering is really, in fact, we're the only app to my knowledge of any kind in the world, literally, that offers a monthly satellite image. So what most hunters don't realize is when they're using any app, Google Maps, for example, those images, particularly in rural America, may be 2 or 3 years old. They just don't get updated very often. And but our monthly satellite image gives you an image of a property, you know, 30 days or less. And that's pretty doggone useful if you've had a burn, a flood, a fire, you've cleared land, whatever the case may be, or you just want a seasonally appropriate image. You don't want a summer image if you're hunting in
no,
the
time. No.
You know, you want at least a one that looks like winter. So anyway, those are the six new tools.
Wow.
in Pro Whitetail.
That is truly impressive. Number one, I think these days, so many of us, as you mentioned, you're fortunate, I'm fortunate, we get to hunt, and we can kind of set our schedule sometime and as we want to. But a lot of people don't have that opportunity, and they may only be able to hunt, you know, 2 or 3 days a month, or maybe that many days of a season, to where they can literally get away. With the information that you're providing through this app, they're going to be able to choose those days and be more efficient in their hunting and more selective as to where they hunt and, to some extent, even how they hunt as well, too.
Absolutely. And that's the whole key to it, again, is to be as efficient as we can with our time. Yes. And therefore the most successful. I mean, with many of us targeting these older bucks these days, they're not dummies. You got to pick them on the right days and the right stands, the right winds. So, you know, if your goal is to just harvest a deer, that's great. If it's to harvest an older, you know, mature deer, then these definitely help you, you know, put you in the right time and place to give you the best odds. And I have truly been more successful. I mean, I've already harvested 6 does in bow season. I've never done that well this early in bow season. I took a nice mature buck the other night, you know, 140 class, 9-pointer, 20-inch spread Georgia buck, which is
wow, great. Congratulations.
You know, I've just been more successful. And you know, heck, I've been doing this a long time like you. But I'm still learning. And that's the beauty of it. So, yeah, I was super delighted the Hunt Stand offers this. And also, you know, super delighted also our new partnership with DSC. I've known Corey and the folks at DSC a long time.
Yes, sir.
Yourself. I knew Brian Feinhold at his days at Mule Deer Foundation.
Yes, sir.
So I know your team. I know your organization well. And it was just a matter of time before Hunt Stand and DSC put it together, and we've done that. And just delighted to say that, you know, DSC members are going to get special offers, discounts, and in some cases, occasional even chance to try Hunt Stand for free in certain circumstances under certain offers. So we're going to be embedding Hunt Stand. You're going to see us at the convention. Hopefully everybody listening is going to be at the convention in January of 23. Hunt Stand is going to be there in full force, and you'll see us there, and there'll be special offers and discounts and chances to really benefit from being a DSC member. And delighted to make that happen. And I'll be there just smiling as much as I can. It's a great organization. I mean it with all sincerity. DSC's done an incredible job, particularly in the last, I'd say, 8 or 10 years.
They've yes, sir.
Really burst on, matured as an organization. I've loved watching it from afar, and really have become a leading voice for conservation issues, both here and abroad. And I think they've maintained a great balance despite the Safari Club name. I think they have done an incredible job of staying really hardcore, laser focused on domestic issues. Those that the average, you know, deer hunter in this case, and partnering with us is a great example. You know, this fits the everyday DSC member. I mean, most everybody that's a DSC member hunts deer. So, you know, let's stay focused where that is. And so super, super excited about the partnership. It's a multi-year agreement, so we're not going anywhere anytime soon. We're going to be friends for a long time, I'm sure.
Perfect. Well, hopefully, I know that you're going to be there. That will give people an opportunity to, maybe they played with the app a little bit, but if they have any specific questions, what a great place to come up and talk to Brian Murphy to begin with, and then the other people I'm sure that you'll have there as well, too. And then, of course, with the DSC chapters, maybe we can get you guys to be a speaker at one of the chapters or several of the chapters to not only promote Hunt Tech and DSC, as you so well did there, but, you know, give people a little bit more insight on how this app really works and how it is really can work for them. Now, one of the things that you mentioned is the older guys are those of us who hunt older deer. But, you know, we've got lots of DSC members who are now new hunters. And again, it comes back to this time efficiency type of thing. Most people that like to hunt these days that are relatively new to hunting, they really don't have a whole lot of time. And to them, maybe taking a big old mature buck is not that important and are not nearly as important as taking home some prime venison. This will be an absolutely fantastic app for those new hunters, as far as I'm concerned, as well, too.
No doubt. In fact, you know, Stan went through a conservation visioning process a year ago, which is interesting for a for-profit app company.
Right, it is.
We have four conservation pillars. I mean, that we literally base our decisions around, and one of those is the R3 movement, which is recruitment, retention, reactivation of hunters. In other words, new hunters. You know, getting new hunters and keeping the ones we have is what it boils down to. And we're partnered with the International Hunter Education Association, many other R3 type programs.
Perfect.
Because we see the value in an app. I mean, new hunters today, whether they're, you know, 16 or 23 or 40, you know, almost all of them grew up during a period of availability of technology.
Yes.
And they expect an app for this. It does not come to a shock to new hunters today that there's an app for that. So they look out there and they look at us or some of our competitors. They try to determine which one's best for them, and that's the way it should be. But we're convinced that Hunt Stand, just the basic, and we have a completely free version of Hunt Stand.
Yes. So
we have a free version that has a lot of functionality. We have Hunt Stand Pro, which is only $30 a year. And then we have Pro Whitetail, which is the Mac Daddy, and that's still only $70. So we're not talking about a huge investment on an annual basis.
No, not at all.
For all of this technology that it provides. And so, you know, even if they just download the free version, you know, a new hunter can be comfortable and confident. New hunters staying, and I've been doing new hunter events for 20-something years.
Yes, you have.
And the number one most important thing in my book is building confidence in this new person that they can do this. That they can, A, make a good shot, that they can recover that animal, that they can field dress it, maybe even process it themselves, that they can find their way back to their vehicle.
Right.
That they can find their way to the deer stand. I mean, these are common things that are real challenges to newbies. And so our app helps you do all of that, helps you identify new properties to hunt, both public and private land. We've got every public hunting area in America in the app. You can look up any property owner's name or address and contact them and ask permission. If you're on that property, you can look at a property boundary that's generally within 3 feet of accuracy from a satellite that says, all right, I'm on the right property.
Unbelievable.
I'm not trespassing.
Right.
I can drop a pin to my vehicle or to my deer stand or both. I can trace my path to and from there, so I cannot get lost. I can do it in the dark. You know, I can stay safe. I can remain legal, and I can be successful. And if I can do those three things through an app, then I'm much more likely to continue hunting and buy another license and do it next year. So I truly believe that apps like Hunt Stand, which is by far the most feature rich of any of the apps out there, I argue and challenge anybody to prove me wrong there. I mean, we simply have a tremendous suite of features and benefits, and are also the most value priced. You know, all the other apps out there in the market that have less functionality than ours, most of them start at $100 a year. You know, the most you can spend with us is $70. So it's great. Fantastic. Value and tremendous functionality. I mean, it'll manage your trail cameras for you. You can have a virtual check-in, check-out system. So if you have 10 hunters hunting on a property, you don't have to go to a sign-in board. You can do it electronically. If old Larry's got a bad ticker and I'm worried about Larry, I can have him engage the app to where I can see him in real time on the property.
Really?
So I can track Larry, not what stand you're in. I can track you on the property. And that way, if you're out looking for deer and don't come home by lunch, I can go find you. I can find your phone. Hopefully you got your phone with you.
Hopefully I will have.
We can manage your harvest data. We can manage your observation data. We have an advanced trail camera algorithm. You can go in and select a buck of choice. You got it, six different cameras, and plug in that's the buck I want to try to target.
Right,
and
right.
An algorithm will tell you that statistically speaking, based on all the data you've gathered, that buck is most likely to show up at camera location number 3 at 9 a.m. 2 days from now.
Unbelievable.
It'll tell you that because all the data you've collected, all the metadata right. behind those pictures is what we gather. So you're gathering, you know, you're taking a bunch of trail cams of one buck of choice. And, you know, if you tag that buck and say, that's the one I'm after, then we know the data behind it knows time, date, wind speed, temperature, barometer. We know all that stuff behind the scenes and we can crunch all that for you and say, all right, based on all the data you've collected, all the cameras he's coming to and from, based on everything you've collected so far, the most probable spot he's going to show up next is this camera location at this date. And so, you know, again, all kinds of tools. It's kind of like a smartphone, just how deep you want to go with this thing. It won't start your truck remotely. It won't cook you lunch.
But oh, shucks.
Short of a couple of things like that, it just about would
be a lot of perspective. Brian, is this in effect at the moment? I know we've already signed an agreement. So
it is live now. We just launched a couple of weeks ago, so it is live. Perfect. So anybody interested, just go to huntstand.com, check out the new, you know, all different tiers, with the free tier, the HuntStand Pro, or the HuntStand Pro Whitetail, if that's your vent. Just check it out, look at it, look objectively, and I think you'll find pretty quick that it's something that you can't afford not to have at the price point. And again, as a DSC member, be looking out for some specials and deals. We'll be offering those at the convention and probably prior to that as well through DSC. So stay tuned. Lots of good stuff coming.
I got a feeling I got to call the DSC office and say, okay, guys, I want to be first on the list on that one.
Well, I know a guy, Larry.
Oh, okay, good. Fantastic. Well, we'll take care of that here in just a little bit, by golly. But Brian, I want to thank you so very much. I'd like to come back and revisit with you about this, say, in about a month or so. Let's get a little bit of hunting under our belt, a little bit more, and maybe we'll tell a few hunting stories from the past and a few hunting stories from the very recent past and relate our experiences, how this particular app really helped us to accomplish kind of what we were after. So if you don't mind, I'd like to get back in touch with you, say, in about a month to 6 weeks.
Love to, Larry. Anytime deer involved, I'm at the ready.
I kind of knew that. Tell people the website one more time as to how to learn more about the app that we just talked about and about HuntStand.
Yeah, it's super easy. Just huntstand.com, and you'll find it. And there's tons of tutorial and YouTube video reviews. I mean, if you want to learn about it, plenty of it online. Just start Googling HuntStand, and you'll find everything you need to know. And like I said, I think you'll be pretty impressed.
Brian, thank you so much for joining us around the campfire. Good luck in the next. And it sounds like you got the luck working in your favor already for the year. So we'll catch up with you here in about 6 weeks. And again, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Larry. My pleasure.
DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon has also been brought to you by The Crown Bar in LaGrange, Texas, H3 Whitetail Solutions, Remington, Texas Wildlife Association, TRHP Outdoors,